Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
29206.
29206. Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Susan Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Thank you, ma'am. I do see a matching account. Would you let me know the address, please, for security?
3630 Ranch Road, apartment 176, Columbia, South Carolina, 29206.
Thank you, ma'am. Your information is pulling up. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
All right, come. You got this.
Ms. Miller, I do see an order here for $7.95 for the sweepstakes to try to win a kitchen item.
I didn't make that purchase.
Ma'am, did you pay $7.95 on November 21st?
I see it came out my account, and then I see something else came out my account for $79.50-something today. I meant on the other day.
Yes, ma'am.
I never ordered anything offline.
So the first thing, Ms. Miller, is did you make this order at all? Did you make that $7.95 order?
No, I didn't. I don't even know what it's for.
You believe it's a family member, or you did it by mistake, or you think it's fraud?
It's got to be fraud because I didn't make that.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
And what, $7.95? I'm calling about the $56 that they took out of my account, too.
Yes, ma'am. I do see what you're saying. And the reason I asked you about the $7.95 is because it's what started off this bundle. The terms and conditions say that this is a bundle. That you are, you purchased into several items. It has an online discount store where you pay $56.95 every month, and you get a $125 voucher to shop on the account.
No,
plus that $7.95 sweepstakes ticket to try to win a kitchen item.
No, ma'am. I need y'all to put my money back on my account because I've been sick with the flu. I ain't even been out the house or used my card.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm going to transfer you to the fraud department to make sure that this gets taken care of, okay? We do take
Thank
fraud
you.
Seriously. Sorry about that, ma'am. 1 minute, please.
That's okay. My bank had already hit me about some fraud. On Sunday, I'm waiting on them to call me back, too.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the company's willing to listen to you about it, and I'll be transferring you so you can work that out, okay?
Yeah, make sure they don't take nothing else out of my account because I didn't authorize that.
I'm still here. 1 minute for me, please.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Miller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me give you the cancellation number to this account so that you know.
I'm ready.
That number is C like cat, 262. 841-570.
Okay, I got cat 2 6 set. I got cat 2628415 70.
That is right, ma'am.
And what's the name of this company?
This is the Factory Direct Savings Store.
Oh yeah, I know. I don't even shop like that.
Yes, ma'am. So I would transfer you to the department that can walk with you in this. And
okay, so how much money they took out of my account altogether?
So let me see now. So it was the $7.95 and the $56.95, mm-hmm. just those two.
Oh, yeah. That's almost $60. Oh, no. Thank you.
Well, I'm transferring you now so you can deal with that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The best to you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. I'm transferring you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.